Researchers from the University of Queensland and Bond University are conducting a study into how technology could potentially improve communication for people living with dementia. Kate Lavrencic reports.
According to research by Alzheimer's Australia, dementia affects more than 400,000 people, and the numbers are still on the rise. In a report, they say communication is one of the most frustrating problems for people living with dementia, their carers, and their families. They say as the illness progresses, people experience a gradual lessening of their ability to express themselves clearly. Occupational therapist and researcher from the University of Queensland, Dr. Jackie Little, is trying to find a way to bridge the communication gap through technology. Dr. Little says communication is an essential part of everyday life.
It helps us let people know what our needs are. It helps us connect with other humans. When we're not confident in being able to communicate, we might become really isolated.
She says without the ability to communicate, dementia patients may struggle to perform basic tasks, which can lead to feelings of insecurity.
When someone has dementia, this can affect their communication in lots of different ways. They might have trouble finding the words that they want. They might have trouble following a conversation and just lose track of where they are.
To get the best results, Dr. Little says the researchers are keen to get feedback from patients about what works.
We're keen for this to be done in a really person-centred way so that the people living with dementia can say, these are my biggest communication problems that I have. This is what I'd need support with. And also, this is the kind of technology that would be okay with me, or I'd find this a bit intrusive.
The outcome of the study won't just impact people living with dementia. Carers are key to quality of life for dementia patients, and open communication is necessary in understanding the needs of the patient.
The carer, the family member carer, might want some support in their communication to make sure they're getting the right information across, or, you know, that their relationship is not affected by having arguments all the time when communication is difficult.
Dr. Little says they are open to what form the communication aid will take, and it may be anything from a robot, an app, or even something that hasn't been invented yet. She dismisses concerns the technology will be difficult for patients to learn, saying there are plenty of younger people living with the disease who use technology all the time.
There are people on Twitter at the moment who are living with dementia themselves and sharing their experiences, and it's important that we don't assume what people are open to do and not.
While Dr. Little believes the research will provide a helpful tool for patients and their families, there are concerns surrounding the lack of human connection. Hilary Lee, president of Dementia Care Australia training program Spark of Life, says using technology isn't the same as talking to a person.
Technology may be helpful in writing up, you know, one's notes and, you know, and communicating, like, between health professionals and certainly between countries. But when it comes to engaging with people with dementia, you simply cannot replace a human being. You cannot replace the human heart.
She says human connection is important for someone with dementia because people often think they can't understand anything. So the feeling of being involved in a conversation is vital.
We create their reality, that social environment. The way we connect, the way we speak with that person, it gives them a sense that they are still a person, you know, they are still a valued human being, their emotions are recognised and all of that.
Dr. Little says these concerns are common when people start talking about technology, but the aim of the study is to explore the use of technology in improving existing communication between people, not to take human connection away.
Is there a way that we can make that communication more enjoyable and more meaningful? Can we use technology as well to help a person with dementia, for example, communicate with their doctor and remember the things they want to be able to say?
She says the study will ensure the concerns of participants will be taken into consideration and feedback will be essential in moving forward with the research.
The reason we're wanting to recruit people with dementia directly is to hear from them. What are their communication challenges? What are they hoping to get help with? And what's acceptable to them? If people with dementia and their families are able to communicate well, you know, from early on and later into the condition, they're going to be able to do more, live more independently, and live the lives they're wanting to live.
Kate Lavrencic with that report.